JJ, Michael, it's time for school. It's 7 o'clock. Come on, let's go. Rise and shine, boys.
Mama, boy is a white racist word.
I don't believe it. That child is even militant in his sleep. Come on, move it, JJ. This is your big day. You're getting your report card today. I can't get them to bed at night, and I can't get them up in the morning. All right, come on, come on. Michael, up, 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 up.
Oh, Mom.
All right, JJ.
I was just kissing the Supremes. I don't mean one at a time.
Well, let me give you some facts of life, honey. If the Supremes really love you, they'll be back tonight.
Freezing in here. What happened to the heat? By the time it gets up here, it's air conditioning.
Did you see my can of hairspray?
No, honey.
Yeah, it's under the sink. I used it last night to wipe out some bugs.
You used my hairspray on bugs?
Yeah, but it didn't do a thing for them. They was all bald.
Enough of that, JJ. How do you expect to do on your report cards today?
Well, I'm a cinched copper A in art.
You always do that. What about your other classes? What kind of marks do you expect?
Well, algebra so-so, English could be, history maybe, Espanol come see, come sigh.
Is French, stupid.
Which gives you an idea how I'm doing in Spanish.
Well, I just hope your grades are good enough to get you through the 11th grade. You're the tallest boy in that class.
You think I'm having problems, Mama? You should see the kid who sits behind me. He's 5'4". He can't pass because he's having trouble seeing the blackboard.
And you're right with him. JJ, you haven't got a prayer of passing. You never even looked at a book this term.
Keep it talking, Michael. I'll grab the bathroom.
Oh, no, you don't.
Those with the shortest legs got the longest wait. Mama, does a rich man have more than one bathroom?
Yeah, but just like a poor man, he can't use but one at a time. Get dressed. You're going to be late for school. Foxy Mama!
Cool it, lover boy.
My husband is due home any minute.
Huh?
It's you, Foxy Papa.
You better believe it.
Except neither one of us has had a chance to be very foxy since you've been working that midnight shift.
Well, baby, I got a feeling all that's gonna change real soon.
Yeah?
Yeah, the janitorial service is looking for a foreman for the day shift, and they're considering me.
A foreman's job, huh?
That's right, baby. I'm gonna be the boss, the main man. Any cat ain't doing his work to my satisfaction, I just say to him, hey, Robinson.
Robinson? You call your employees by their last name?
Well, baby, that is an employer's prerogative.
Ooh.
Hey, Robinson, I don't like the way you're watching the windows, man. You're just hanging out the window daydreaming. You finished, chump. Give me that safety belt. That didn't even hang around for his paycheck.
Oh, James, it sure would be fine if you get that job.
Mm-hmm.
When you think you'll know for sure?
Well, baby, they're supposed to call me for an interview today. And if we're lucky, it's back to regular hours, regular meals.
And regular loving.
Have mercy.
Mama, Papa. Any decency?
Come on, kids, have your breakfast or you're gonna be late for school. James, I'll heat you up some stew for breakfast.
Oh, I think I just have some coffee, baby.
Daddy, don't forget to sign my report card. I got all A's.
All right, my man.
And I get my report card today, Daddy. I should get mostly A's and B's.
Good. Wanna talk about your report card now, Junior?
I sure would like to, Dad.
But it's my turn to say the blessing.
All right, son. Go ahead. Take this hat off.
Lord, thank you for the food. And now that I've done something for you, I could use a boost in the algebra department.
Amen.
JJ, you're not supposed to use your prayers to ask for personal favors.
You know, Junior, when you was born, I just dreamed of the day that you'd go to college. I never figured on a little stumbling block called high school.
James, let's don't jump to any conclusions. I was a little bit worried, too. But JJ has passed before, and he probably will pass again.
That's right. I always get off to a slow start, but I always come through in the stretch.
JJ, you wouldn't care to bet on making it to the 12th grade, would you?
Yeah. And if I pass, I'm in the bathroom first for a whole month. A bet?
A bet. And if you don't pass, you do the dishes for a whole month. A bet?
A bet.
Hey, it's getting late. You kids better get moving now.
Oh, time's running out.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Mom.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye. See you later, Daddy.
Bye now.
You be careful.
Okay, yeah. Mom, we'll be careful.
And you all go straight to school, you hear?
All right.
And come straight home.
You know
yeah,
that?
Without a doubt.
See ya.
Okay, baby.
Oh, baby, I sure hope Junior does make it.
Me too. Imagine, next year, this family will go to its first high school graduation.
Yeah, Florida, that's something I've been looking forward to. The whole family sitting there watching Junior march down the aisle in his cap and gown, the head of his graduation class.
Yeah. I'll settle for the middle of the class.
I'll settle for the end of the line.
I smell meat. What happened? Junior mug a cow?
No, I'm heating up some stew for James's breakfast. He ought to be getting up soon.
Stew at 2? Honey, if I ever get married again, I'm gonna make sure my husband don't work nights, except at home. Like the good book says, a husband shall cleaveth unto his wife. And in that respect, I'm from Cleveland. Awfully quiet around here. The kids aren't come from school yet.
Nope. This is the day of judgment.
What?
Report card day.
Oh, I'm sure they'll all do fine.
Oh, I hope so, Willona.
Look, how do you like my new dress?
Hey. What all's that of?
City Ordinance 705. I'm wearing it for a wild date tonight.
Who's the lucky guy?
Named Scooter Johnson. Used to be a football player for the Chicago Bears.
Come on now, where'd you meet him?
At the AA Club.
Alcoholics Anonymous, Malona?
No, Alimony Anonymous. It's a club for divorced people. We got a limited membership, but we had a great turnout last night. 38 men and 6 women.
How come only 6 women showed up?
Because that's our limit. When you got a good thing going, you don't advertise.
Have a good time, Willona.
Honey, if I don't, this dress goes back to Ma.
Ma, here's my report card, all A's and 1 B. I'll catch up with you yet, Michael.
Oh, Michael, Thelma, I'm so proud of you. Oh, and look at that, Thelma. An A in English, B plus in an A in history. Oh, your daddy is gonna be so proud of you. We got 2 geniuses here.
Well, Mama. Now from the sublime to the ridiculous.
That bad, huh?
Don't forget, Mama, I'm the victim of 300 years of oppression.
All right, just what I always wanted. Sleep in health.
Oh, Selma, this is no time to tease your brother.
I want to bet, Ma. I want to bet.
Didn't you pass anything?
Don't forget, Mama, I'm still your firstborn.
JJ, what are you talking about? You passed!
Fire on! Speak y'all out! up that bathroom, because that's the last time you see it.
What's all the hollering about?
James. JJ passed into the 12th grade.
Say what?
JJ passed.
I heard you, but when your son scores a winning touchdown, you want to hear it in an instant replay.
You want an instant replay? I'll show you an instant replay. Fake y'all out!
Well, Junior, I'm really proud of you, son. You got an A in art and a C in all the rest of your classes.
How, Junior? How'd you get those grades without doing any studying?
I'll tell you how. Because I'm blessed with total recall. I read something once and it stays right here, like it's chiseled in stone.
You mean penciled in silly putty.
JJ, you got a C in history on your report card, but you got an F on this history exam. How come?
I can explain that, Mama.
Good. Then maybe you can also tell me what happened in the year 1066.
How should I know? I wasn't even born yet.
Now, Junior, your mother asked you a question. Now, go on, tell her what happened in 1066.
The Battle of Hastings.
Come on, Junior, tell us what happened in 1066.
That's easy. See, I was just kidding before. I figured these things out by word association. Now, what's the first thing a referee says to a boxer when he's counting out? 10, right? So right away, I know that 10 stands for boxer. Now the 66. I add 10 to the 66, and that gives me 76. That's the year the colonies rebelled against England, which gives me the word rebellion. You put boxer with rebellion, and what do you get? 1066. Boxer rebellion.
I order box your ears. 1066 was the Battle of Hastings.
Well, my system is subject to human error.
All right, let's try algebra. If it takes two men 3 days to dig a ditch 20 feet by 30 feet long, how long would it take four men to dig the same ditch?
Come on, Junior, tell her.
Oh, come on, Dad. Why am I? I ain't no ditch digger. I'm an artiste. What I didn't know algebra for anyway? What am I, an Algerian?
Oh, there's something wrong with this report card here. I'm reading C's, but I'm hearing F's.
Something tells me you ain't learning nothing, Junior.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe we ought to go down to that school and have a talk with your principal.
I tell you, this is the last time I'm coming home with a good report card.
All right, Junior. We're going to give you one more chance. Now, if you don't answer this question, we're going to march you straight down to the principal's office. Fair enough?
Fair enough. I have confidence in my ability. Go ahead. Lay it on me.
All right. What is a dangling participle?
Well, let's go.
Your daddy and I want everything to work out right. Now, wait here.
Come on, Mama. How can I have a fair trial without being allowed in there?
JJ, we want to talk to the principal alone first.
Mama, my life is on the line. I demand the right to defend my life in person.
Shut up.
I withdraw the demand.
Come in. Hi, Mr. Kirkman.
Hi, Mr. Kirkman. I'm Mr. Evans. This is Mrs. Evans.
How do you do?
All right.
How do you do? Sit down, please.
Thank you.
Well, how can I help you folks?
Well, we came here to complain about our son's grades.
Oh, that's too bad. You have no idea how often I hear that. A boy failing.
The boy is passing.
I'm sorry, folks. There's nothing I can do. He's passing.
That's right.
Well, then what's the problem?
His head. Whatever you all are putting in here, he's leaving someplace else because he sure ain't bringing it home.
Yeah, he don't know what happened in 1066, and if he was to put him in a ditch 20 by 30 feet, there ain't no way in the world he could dig himself out. Here, look at this.
Well, now, Mr. and Mrs. Evans, this is a good report. All C's and an A in art. Young James is doing well.
Yeah, but old James want to know how he did it.
Our son is going to be facing a tough world pretty soon, and we want to make sure he has a real education. We don't want him pushed through high school like he was going through a 3-minute car wash and coming out still wet behind his ears.
Mr. and Mrs. Evans, I appreciate how you feel about your son's education. But you see, we lack the facilities and the money that schools in more privileged areas have. This has been happening in all the cities in the United States. You do understand that, huh?
Oh, yeah. We understand the lack of money real good.
Well, that's good. Perhaps you could understand this. I have thousands of students in this school, and a graduating class of over 600. Now, if I don't graduate a large percentage of that group, I wind up looking like I'm not doing too good a job. You dig?
Better than that. We understand.
Well, now, if I don't graduate a high percentage, our budget is cut. And if our budget is cut, our teaching staff suffers. And if our teachers suffer, the students' education suffers.
Mr. Kirkman, that is exactly what we came here to talk to you about.
You certainly did. I see we're in total agreement. It's
total agreement, my foot, man. We're in total confusion.
Sir, you have to understand the system. One hand washes the other. You have to help us move the pupils along. And I'll help you by giving your son a diploma. And with that diploma, help him get a job.
A job? What the hell good is a job? Man, I got a job. I got 2 jobs. Hell, I had jobs all my life. But I want something more for my son. I want him to have an opportunity. And you and I both know that opportunities only come through an education.
Either James Evans Jr. gets a good education, or we gonna know why.
That's right.
But folks, the system...
Hey, Mr. Kirkman, please don't make me tell you what you can do with your system.
You really want me to keep your son in the 11th grade?
You got it.
You realize that he's going to be falling behind his classmates. Do you think he'll agree to it?
I assure you he'll agree to it.
It has to be his own decision. Come in, Junior. Now, J.J., you've got a big decision to make.
James, it's up to you now. If you want to move along in the senior year with your classmates, our school is right behind you.
Yeah, but I found out they're just pushing you through here. Them grades you got, you didn't deserve them, Junior. They just gave them to you to get rid of you.
But we told Mr. Kirkman our son came to school to learn, not to just get pushed around.
Plus, he's got pride.
Just like his daddy. And nobody's gonna push him through school without putting something into his head.
Plus, he's got pride.
So Mr. Kirkman is giving you a choice. Now, either you do the smart thing and stay in the 11th grade, or let them push you through the 12th grade like a big jackass. And make up your mind, son.
Remember, Junior, you got pride.
What do you say, Junior?
Fred. Well, Mr. Kirkman, I'm proud to go along with your quarter system and take my place in the senior class.
JJ, I don't know what's gonna become of you sliding through school like this.
Oh, Mama, don't worry about me. I can always make a living as a painter.
That's right, Mama. He's an artist, and artists don't need intelligence.
JJ, I've gotta tell you that your daddy and me was real disappointed in you today.
Oh, Mama.
You gonna need that education when the school turns you out into the streets.
Oh, Mama, what's gonna happen? Somebody's gonna pull me into the alleyway and say, tell me what happened in 1066, otherwise I'll blow your brains out.
Blow your brains out with a soda straw.
Look who's talking about smarts. The same girl who talks to pictures of Billy Dee Williams and cries when they don't answer back.
You two get along like Sonny and Cher.
Don't be mad.
I'm not mad.
I may do real good in the 12th grade. Hmm? I may surprise you. They may even pick me to make the graduation speech.
That'll be the day.
Thelma. Classmates, parents, faculty, and juvenile authorities. As we leave these ivory-colored walls, let us be inspired by our principal who once said, "Show me a man who can laugh when he's down, and I'll show you a happy wino." I would now like to leave you with these two Latin words, Caesar Romero.
You know, that's the closest you've been to a book all year.
How did you do with the interview, honey?
Daddy, you gonna be the new foreman?
No, baby.
Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry.
You want to tell me about it, James?
Well, there's not much to tell, baby. I went down there and a man told me I was qualified and I had the experience, but when I got to the application, that's where I blew it.
How?
Well, you know, on the bottom of the application would ask you to put down why you think you're the right man for the job. Well, baby, I just couldn't put my words together. The words I could think of, I wasn't sure if I was spelling them right, and the words I was sure I could spell didn't have nothing to do with what they wanted. In Florida, it was a chance. You don't get too many chances when all you got going for you is a sixth-grade education.
Well, there's another way of looking at it, honey.
Hmm?
At least you're getting turned down on better jobs.
Daddy, I've been thinking.
Yeah, Junior.
You know, it ain't that I don't want to learn. It's just that I was too proud to be left behind my classmates. So...
JJ, does that mean you're going to stay in the 11th grade?
I said I'm proud, Mama, not crazy. But what I was thinking was that next term in my senior year, I'm going to study hard. I mean, really study hard. I'm going to pay attention in class and I'm going to do my homework. And if I get stuck, I'm going to ask somebody smarter to help me.
I'm always available, Junior.
Well, son, now you're talking sense. Because, you know, Junior, I don't want you to ever blow an opportunity because you don't know how to hang the right words together. You hear me? All right. Well, baby, what you think? You think Junior can make it through his senior year?
He already has. You should have heard his graduation speech. It was beautiful. He left us with two Latin words. Caesar Romero. Down. Your brother is studying.
He's studying so hard. Let's see if he knows the answer to that algebra problem. Hey, JJ, if it takes two men 3 days to dig a ditch 20 feet by 30 feet, how long would it take four men to dig the same ditch?
That's easy. 8 weeks.
JJ, keep studying.
How come it takes so long, sir? Because one of those men is Ned DeWino. It takes a long time to shovel dirt, pick up Ned, shovel dirt, pick up Ned, shovel dirt.